AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The White House is accusing North Korea of covertly shipping a significant number of artillery shells to Russia in support of its invasion of Ukraine.
Amid its supply shortages and the efficacy of international sanctions, Russia has to continue to look to actors like the DPRK and Iran to sustain its aggressive and provocative, its aggressive war in Ukraine, and of course, the death and destruction they're causing to the Ukrainian people.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. believes North Korea is trying to make it appear as though they're being sent to countries in the Middle East or North Africa. He says they will monitor whether the shipments were received by Russia. Protesters opposed to the Supreme Court decision overturning abortion rights briefly interrupted arguments at the court today and urged women to vote in next week's elections. Two of the largest pharmacy chains have agreed in principle to pay a total of $10 billion over the toll of powerful prescription opioids.
In addition to the deals with CVS and Walgreens, which each agreed to pay $5 billion, settlement talks continue with Walmart. States have to sign off, but they say pharmacies were filling prescriptions they should have flagged as inappropriate. Karen Lynch is CVS Health President and CEO.
We recognize that the seriousness of the opioid abuse and misconduct has had on so many Americans. And, I just would say that we have made significant investments over the years to combat the opioid crisis.
Opioids have been linked to more than 500,000 deaths in the U.S. over two decades. I'm Julie Walker.
The Biden administration says it would make $4.5 billion available to help lower heating costs heading into what is expected to be a brutal winter. Stocks are lower ahead of what traders expect to be another big interest rate hike from the Federal Reserve. This is AP News. A neighbor is reacting after a man near Berkeley, California, charged with beating House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, is ordered held without bail. David DePap lives in Richmond, California. Jim Molnar met DePap and worked alongside him a few times.
He was quiet as a rule. He would usually respond to a conversation or a query if you started it, but he wasn't going to elaborate on anything.
Molnar says DePap somewhat fits the profile of someone you might call weird or eccentric.
I got the sense that someday, one way or another, he was probably going to be found out to be doing something odd, whether it was of a sexual nature or whether it wouldn't have been a property crime. He seemed trustworthy that way.
Molnar says DePap's eccentricities are the kind of personality that is tolerated pretty well around Berkeley. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.